It's 5 minutes past 11, a live 94.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren. And with the COVID time that we've been having, we hear a lot of stories from many people about how they've had to pivot. And I know that's a probably overused word, Jim, but it is true that people have had to change how they do lives, how they do businesses. And this morning we have on the line with us someone who's had to do that with their business. And it's Jenny Thompson, the director of the Cook's Workshop. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Darren, and hello, Jim. Thanks for having me on. It's a great honour.
Well, we're absolutely delighted. Jenny, you're a remarkable person. You know, 30 years ago, you had a very solid business in the sense that there wasn't much change coming about. You'd made big decisions about study. And then COVID comes sometime later and you have to, as Darren said, pivot, rethink about where you're at, what you're doing, and so on. And your story is a remarkable journey in which you've responded in trying to overcome this catastrophic situation that really has been a big impact on many people's lives. And we congratulate you at Spotlight for your ingenuity and for your innovativeness that has allowed you to be and what you're doing today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate those sentiments. I believe that an individual can drive sustainable change, but you have to be mindful that it's not a journey taken alone. It requires collaboration, the seizing of opportunity and support. And these are the sort of things that we get by participating on programs such as yours and talking to people. It's about communication, isn't it?
I was just going to say, if you can just tell our listeners that from a historical point of view, you made big decisions in study and you are a fully qualified podiatrist and had a very successful business in Blacktown, a very, very successful business. And you did that. What drove you into that particular avenue first up? Because...
We're going back, you know, close on 40 years now, so that's aging me. So, as a young teenager, I made the decision that that was a career I was interested in. I think I was aware of problems people I had in the family were having with feet, and it directed me in that way. And so I followed through that and thoroughly enjoyed, and still today enjoy working as a podiatrist, even though I'm no longer in practice. I teach 2 days a week at Newcastle University in the podiatry program in their clinic there, and thoroughly enjoy giving back to the students. It's a great opportunity, actually. So that's wonderful. And I got to a point, you know, about 3 years ago where I was a bit burnt out, and things were changing a little bit within the industry, and I just felt that it was time to make a change, and the opportunity arose. So I said, okay. Sold the business, sat around for 8 months and decided eventually I need to open a cooking school. And I think the motivation for that came from the awareness, particularly through my diabetic patients, that there was such a poor attitude or connection within the community between diet and chronic disease. And so that was my driver. And so the journey began in a convoluted way, as most journeys are. And of course, I was a little naive. I'd run a business. I could do this. They didn't all rush and book in like I'd hoped. It took time. And suddenly, about 18 months down the track, I was just starting to move. We were starting to get some traction and solid bookings. And then COVID hit.
Just before we get to looking specifically at COVID, Jenny, say 18 months later, what was those challenges you were faced with? Because you've had a lot of experience in business. You've had all the opportunities over time to work through things. You're going to a new venture.
Sure, and I had worked in mentoring groups. I'd done a whole lot of – I had a fairly good understanding about the sort of things I needed to do to market myself and – to find my target market and do all of those sort of things you do when you build a business plan. But I still think I'd had such a busy practice for such a long time that I expected it just to automatically fill up. So I, and also it was a very different business model to what I'd been using before. And so as much as I had belief in myself, no one else knew I was there. And so I had to find a way to get my name out there and build the business from scratch. And I was self-funding, so it was a, there was a fair bit of anxiety attached to that. And so I was probably trying to work in too many different directions, but perhaps that was just me trying to find the right direction. So we had cooking classes at the workshop in Dural. We had we were doing some corporate work, so bringing in workplaces for Christmas functions and workplace health and functions. And then, of course, the other interesting part of that was I was involved in a business competition, and the one of the judges was the CEO for NADO, and that's a disability care organisation in St Mary's. And they, she said, I think we need your help, and I think we need to train our support workers before we can help our residents in residential care homes.
And Jenny, so, what if I can just interrupt, we're going to go through a little break because I really want to focus on the whole concept of NADO, because that really was a defining moment.
Absolutely.
And I want to come back to that. Now, we always ask our wonderful contributors to select a song, and you've selected a wonderful song. What song is it, and why is it important to you?
Oh, look, when I was in year 10 at high school, I had an English teacher that told us we could do anything. She was a real women's libber. And she taught us I Am Woman by Helen Reddy, which was a big song at the time. And it's just been my theme song ever since.
Well, we're going to go to that and listen to the words, the very wise words of that wonderful song. We've just been speaking with Jenny Thompson, the director of the Cook's Workshop. Really wonderful what Jenny has done. And we'll find out some more after this short break.
Alive 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 17 minutes past 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Well, that was a fantastic song, Darren, and really that's been a liberating song for many people. And I'm just so pleased that Jenny had picked that this morning to highlight her development and her self-discovery. It's a fantastic song that does that. We're speaking on the line with Jenny Thompson, the director of the Cook's Workshop. And just before the break, there was a defining moment in Jenny's life when the CEO of NADO at St Mary's, a disability care agency, had a very important and significant conversation. Take us through that, please, Jenny.
Yes, Denise was one of the judges of that competition, which I subsequently won with someone else, which was wonderful. Another part of the journey and learning, it was great. And so eventually what we did was we carried out workshops for her support workers that were caring for these people who with intellectual disabilities in residential care homes, the idea being that we couldn't ask the residents to make healthy food choices if they didn't have the support and guidance of those that were caring for them. And so that was our first step, and after that, that was successful and wonderful. And then we moved into working in the care homes with the residents, and it was the only one word for working with these people, and that's joy. And I tell you, there's not much joy in life at the moment for a lot of people, and I walk away from those sessions feeling absolutely uplifted, because it's so wonderful to see the fun they're enjoying. You're helping them learn a skill. They're becoming engaged with each other. It's an incredible. Cooking teaches, it's great for hand and eye coordination. It's great for socialization, self-confidence. It's a life-giving skill that can help people go on and live independently, even if they have a disability of some description. So it's a really, really important thing. It's Cooking for Life is why we've called that program such, because it's what it's all about. Now, the other thing I've subsequently taken from that is that I have had approaches from people with young people living at home who have things like limitations like autism or mild intellectual disabilities, are able to either still go to school or work in supported employment through workshops and such. But this is an important thing for them. They really need to learn how to care for themselves. And we're not just talking about cooking, we're talking about budgeting and menu planning and things like that. So it becomes a total life skill. I'm just embarking on a program for the whole year with a young man, and it's going to teach him so that he can become independent and live on his own. And that is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for me. So it's not just people in residential care homes, it's those that live at home with their families. That would like that to change at some time in the future, whose parents are supportive. And mostly it's funded through their NDIS payments, and that's such a wonderful opportunity that's come through that program.
And Jenny, if I can just let our listeners know, amongst many things, both Darren and I are very impressed that when you went into this new project and this wonderful journey, you surrounded yourself with really qualified and technical people who could assist you in getting the best outcomes, like, you know, professional and qualified dietitians. You got Correct. The best people in to produce the best. And I've just got to say that this just wasn't an idea because COVID had, you know, challenged you. This was really strategic. You really put together a plan that has brought about the results you've got today.
I think that's a good point. And the point is that this has started well before COVID. It had already been one of my three directions. And so what happened when COVID came along, I had to decide where I was going. And to me, the most important and rewarding work I'd been doing was those in the disability sector. And yes. So I decided at that point to make my whole business about that.
Well, I think that's really important, because it's great to have philosophical conceptual ideas, but the execution is critical. And we just want to say to people that when you have a dream and you can execute that and make it meaningful in real times, that's why the Cook's Workshops are so successful. And I say this on behalf of Spotlight, Darren and myself, that type of thinking brings about the opportunity to be agile, particularly given the COVID framework that you've been operating in. Tell our listeners, you must get a real delight. Have you got some experiences? I can't believe our time moves so quickly, but what are some really wonderful stories you've had with some of your clients that really brings moments of joy to your heart?
Look, they're really simple. They're simple little things that have happened. For example, in one of the residential care homes, there was a young man, a resident who we were trying to teach him to grate a carrot. Simple stuff. And he had a really shaky hand on one hand, and he kept getting upset and leaving the room. And we said, come on, mate, you can do it. Sit down. And so what we did was he held the grater with his good hand, and we used that shaky hand to grate the carrot. And it worked, and he was so excited. I can do it. I can do it, you know. Because it was before that, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then he suddenly said, I can do it now.
Isn't it, Jenny? It's those stories that really bring meaning to the purpose of why you do things. It's just, they're so lovely to hear. Can I just say, we're just about run out of time. We'd love to have you to come back. But can I say this? You said very quickly, and I just wanted to make sure for our listeners who may be very interested, and we have a wide variety of people who come from all walks of life listen to our show. NDIS is a part that people can contact you and discuss and perhaps work with you. Am I correct?
Well, yes, I haven't actually registered as an NDIS provider to this point. The process is incredibly onerous.
Yes.
And also, I feel restrictive. I need to be able to offer what I feel is right for that client.
Yes.
And so I do not want to be – I've spent years working under prescribed processes, and I want to be able to be free to give each person what they need so it becomes personalised, individualised and goal-driven. And so I, these clients that are approaching me, I'm not approaching them, are using the funding they have for capacity building and core building from their NDIS program, and they get it approved and they're using that because it's a real skill.
That is fantastic. So if people want to contact you, what's the best way? How can they find out more about what you provide? Because, as I said, there are people listening here who are very interested in what you're doing, and they need to be better educated about how they can get in contact with people like yourself. How could they do that?
Thanks, Tim. Okay, at the website, at the Cooks Workshop, or www.thecooksworkshop.com.au, that is... That's a lot of information there about what we do and the programs we offer. You can drop me a line at the Cooks Workshop. Well, actually, just try jennyt873@gmail.com. That will get directly to me, and I will be happy to get back to anybody that is interested.
Well, on behalf of Spotlight, Darren and I have been absolutely engrossed with what you do, how you've responded and led with regards to the COVID situation, how you bring meaning to people's lives, and as you, in my humble opinion, to many marginalised people who really require, you know, professional help, we thank you very much for your contribution you make to our community. We're absolutely delighted. Jenny Thompson, the director of the Cooks Workshop, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you for your song, and we'd love to have you back later in the year.
Would absolutely love to come back, and also would love to hear from anyone that's interested in working with me. That would be fantastic as well.
Thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you again, both of you.
Have a great morning.
Alive 90.5.